Sprint bought Clearwire. Clearwire had built everything out on a WiMAX network. Sprint is actually building everything out on a 4G LTE network. And so the WiMAX network is being shut down effectively to make way for the 4G LTE component.
What impact is that going to have on the customers who rely on Mobile Citizen?
If they have WiMAX service, they will not have service after November 6th.
How many people then will be impacted?
Sure. We're actually in the situation with a sister company called Mobile Beacon. And between Mobile Beacon and Mobile Citizen, we anticipate over 300,000 people will be impacted by this situation.
Do you know how many of those are in Colorado?
In Colorado, we work with 10 schools in Colorado. With that, you're affecting probably upwards of 800 people.
Essentially, Vocal, then, you have filed a lawsuit to stop Sprint from doing this, correct?
It is. It's part of the lawsuit that we have going, yes.
And so what has Sprint's reaction been when, A, you filed the suit or when they became aware of the impact this is going to have?
Well, obviously, Sprint, you know, has a different point of view on this. I mean, you've probably seen some of this playing out in the media right now. I'm not sure where things are going to end up at this point. The door is open on our end to talk with them further. We'd like to get this resolved because I think our goal is definitely to make sure those 300,000 people stay online.
Are there alternatives to Sprint that you could switch to a different provider and still retain service?
Our end users have, you know, a multitude, depending on where they are, of different offers in the market, but none of the offers actually are at the level of what we offer. So currently, right now, on the WiMAX network, we offer unlimited data service at $10 a month. With the new offer that Sprint's trying to put forth, it would be at 6 gigabytes instead of at unlimited, and that's not something that's very functional for our particular base because this is usually their only way of getting online as either an individual end user or as a family using the internet service.
So no real alternatives to this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, not really. I mean, there's other offers out there, but it may be that you spend exponentially more and get significantly less. It may be that you have to have all sorts of qualifiers to be able to get it, like free and reduced lunches or certain programs that you qualify through. So, you know, there's some options out there, but nobody has an offer quite like ours, which is, pretty amazing for folks that may be struggling to get it any other way.